Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Welcome to Kingly Destiny Fellowship, the Women of Destiny, Women Speak Podcast. And we're just so excited because we know God is going to move. So the KDF Destiny Fellowship, where our international presiding bishop is Bishop Derek Robertson. Our second presiding bishop is Bishop B.G. Allen. And Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Amen. And on today, as we know, today is October the 13th, 2020. Amen. And our verse is coming out of Nehemiah 13 and 26 and Proverbs 31 and 10. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these? Yet among many nations were there no king like him, who was beloved of this God, and God made him king over Israel. Nevertheless, even did he outlandishly women because of sin. That's Nehemiah 13 and 26. And our topic tonight is the efficacy of a woman. And Proverbs 31 and 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above her rubies. 31 and 10. At this time, I'm going to ask Overseer Page, if he could come with a scripture, and Pastor Weatherspoon with our prayer.
Well, good evening to everyone on the podcast tonight. We honor and exciting Bishop Derek Robertson and Bishop Marie Lackland at this time, and good evening to all you great women of God and men who are on the call tonight. A scripture for tonight will come from Psalms 130. In the book of Psalms, the 130th Psalm says, out of the depth have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And may the Lord add a blessing to our reading to our hearing tonight, Psalms 130, verse 1 through verse 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Overseer Page. Pastor Weatherspoon?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you on tonight, thanking you, Lord, for being God in our life and for allowing us this opportunity to come before you tonight to present to many and to for others to receive and understand and have more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us all, each and everyone that's listening on the sound of my voice all over this world. Lord, we love you and we give you all the honor and praise. We thank you for what we're going to receive on this podcast tonight. Lord, more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding. But somebody might not be saved, and they just might need a special touch from you on tonight, Lord God. And we hope that they can receive what it is they need, that they might feel better about their own selves and believe that God is almighty and is working for their betterment. Lord, we just want to thank you for each and every one that's listening. One more time, Lord God, for all you do for us is we can't do ourselves, but we thank you for being God in our life. Ask these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Weatherspoon. And we're just giving God the honor and the glory that is due his name on tonight. And, you know, I want to present to you to some. Everybody knows her. And she is truly the mother of the fellowship. And she comes right now, Bishop Marie Lackland.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's
Hallelujah,
Lord. Magnify his name. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
I just thank God for
glory
being God all by himself. And certainly we
yes,
honor our international presiding prelate, Bishop Robinson, and our second presiding bishop, D.D. Allen, and all of the great leaders of KDFI, and we certainly thank God for you, those that have tuned in, those that have called in, and we are so appreciative of what God is going to do tonight. And I know you probably don't have our handout, maybe some of you that called in do, but I did send out a handout, and tonight we just want to talk woman to woman. Amen. We want to talk girl to girl and female to female on tonight. And we want to be real, you know, because we just don't have time for faking, because women are hurting. Women are going through. Women are even at the point that they don't even know who they are. And with the help of God on tonight, we're going to be delivered. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bishop Crosby, if you would come with a welcome at this time, please.
I'm
well,
sorry.
Amen. Welcome, everybody.
Bishop,
we just
Bishop,
thank you.
I
yes,
was on
ma'am.
Mute. What did you ask me to do?
A welcome, please.
Yes. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We give honor to our international presiding prelate, Bishop Derek Robinson, and to the mother of our fellowship, the overseer of Women of Destiny, of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International. We want to welcome you on tonight to our podcast. And we are so excited, and we hope that our guest is excited. So we just ask that you sit back, relax, take your shoes off, give God the praise which is due to his name. So we welcome you once, we welcome you twice. We welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Crosby. And women of God, hallelujah. And I just believe that we have some men of God on the call tonight or tuning in to Facebook. And as I always say, this is not a dictatorship. It is a relationship. So if the Lord gives you something to share, please feel free to just interrupt me and come forth with what God has put in your spirit, man. So again, tonight we're dealing with a woman, the efficacy of a woman, hallelujah. And I just know from what we see in our society that there are a lot of women who don't know who they are, don't realize the value that God has invested in us. Amen. First of all, we need to understand that a woman is a female human being. She is not a wannabe. Not a transgender,
all right,
not
all right.
A transvestite. Come on, it's a female human being. And God created her just like he did Adam in his own image and after his own likeness. And the Bible says that when he formed man from the dust of the ground, that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So I'm just crazy enough to believe that when God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, that the DNA of God went into man, the intelligence, the creativity of God, all of that went into man. And you know, he didn't leave the women out. Oh, bless his name. We were not thought or an afterthought of God, but the woman was there all the time in the heart of God. Amen? And we've forgotten our identity as women. Yes, we have. We have forgotten our identity. We have forgotten our purpose, why God created us in the beginning. Because before, I hope I get some help tonight, before you were a wife, before you were a mom, before we were sisters or preachers or prophets or bishops or apostles or whatever your title or status is, we were a woman. And to me,
yes,
Nothing sounds better than somebody calling you a woman of God. You know, apostle is all right and bishop is all right. But when you call a woman of God, you're saying something.
All right.
Praise God. So we just give God glory for the women on tonight. And tonight we want to explore the power, the potency, the effectiveness. Matter of fact, in a nutshell, the efficacy of a woman. And so many of us, because we don't know who we are outside of our titles and positions, we have failed to realize that the gifts and callings that are upon our life don't make us somebody. Hallelujah. We've lost sight on what we were created to be and what God built us to be. So let us discuss tonight, women, because God has put something in your belly to share with another woman that may not understand who they are. Praise God. So we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about from the end to the beginning, you know, because that's how God talks. God talks like things have already happened.
Even those
of us that are saved are going to be saved. God talks as if we are already saved. Why? Because we've been predestined before God said, let there be. Oh, bless his name. So we want to kind of look at our current state as a woman. Is Mother Bessie, Elder Bessie on the call? Hallelujah. Well, Brother Pate, if you'll find Romans 1:21 verses 25 through 28, and just read the scripture, amen? Romans 1, and we'll give you a few seconds to get there, praise the Lord. Because if we're going to be saved, if we're going to be what God wants us to be, it's going to be by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Because, see, we become so comfortable. We are looking to men and we're looking to women instead of looking to God. Amen.
Right.
And the word is God. And God, how many know that God doesn't need an interpreter? God's word does not need any revisions. Because when God speaks, he means what he says, and he says what he means. You got it, Brother Pay?
Oh, bless the Lord.
Yes, ma'am, Pastor. Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Verses 25 through 28, who changed it, the truth of God, into a lie, and worshipped it and served it, the creature, more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Because this God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gives them.
Amen. So we thank God that he opens it up. You know, sometimes we don't want to talk about the whole role. We want to talk about and hear messages about, you know, the blessings of God. And you know, we want to get prophesied about, you know, our money is coming and our home and that man is coming. But we got to eat the whole role. If we're going to be whole women of God, we got to take it from Genesis to Revelation, leaving nothing out. So the Bible says in verse 21, because that when they knew God. See, a lot of us, we know that holiness is right. We know that we got to live a life of true holiness and not just putting on a fashion and a faking and a form. But we got to live this life that we sing about and we shout about and that we preach about. It said when they knew God. So there was a time that some of us knew God. We know that the Bible is right. but we didn't give God the oath. We didn't give God the glory that is due his name. We start focusing on ourselves. We thought it was about us. We thought, you know, even during this pandemic, God has opened our eyes as pastors and leaders that the church is not yours, that the people are not yours. Come on, somebody. The ministry is not yours, but it is all God. Come on, somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. So it said that they didn't glorify God as God, and neither were they thankful. And I don't know how about you women, but I'm just crazy enough to believe that there are some women on this call this evening that when you got up this morning, you told God, thank you. Hallelujah. You told God, thank you, that didn't nobody break in on you, that you didn't get no phone call during the night, that a loved one had died and gone on. I know somebody said, God, when I got up and I stood on my feet, I could still walk. When I opened my eyes, I could still see. My mind was still stayed on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm just crazy enough to believe that there are still some women that know where their help cometh from. Oh, bless his name, somebody.
Yeah.
It said, but they became vain in their imaginations. That's why, you know, you got to watch out about going to all of these different schools and seminaries, and it's distorting your mind and getting your mind off of God. Praise the Lord, because I'm telling you, if we're going to get an understanding, if we're going to get a revelation, if the anointing of God is going to be on our lives, it's going to be from God. Can't no teacher give you that. The Apostle Paul, he sat at the feet of Gamaliel, but he didn't get the anointing. He didn't even know Jesus, and he really didn't even know God. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's nothing wrong with getting education. It's nothing wrong with pursuing a higher means of learning. But don't let it go to your head. Come on, women. Don't let it make you get beside yourself and you start thinking that you're better than somebody else, that they are beneath you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't care how their hair look or how they dress. Nobody is better than nobody else. Oh, bless his name, somebody. In verse 25, it says, who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's why we got all of these versions of the Bible. Come on, somebody. Versions of the Bible, Revised, International, New International, because they want to change the true meaning of what God said. But how many know you can't change the word of God because it's forever settled in glory.
In
glory. Yes. Yeah, it said they changed the truth of God. And I don't know about y'all, but even if God whoops me, if he chastises me, God whoop me and keep me out of hell. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't tell me no lie. Don't prophesy a lie to me. And you know I'm on my way to hell, and you going to tell me how God is going to bless me. Tell me to come out of my sin. Oh, bless his name.
Yes,
but it said they changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the preacher more than the creator. How many of us spend more money on our hair, on our nails, come on somebody, on our makeup, instead of wanting to bring an offering to the house of prayer? Oh, bless his name.
Right.
We're more stuck up on ourselves than stuck up on God. Serve the creature more than the creator. It was God that created us. We didn't come from no monkeys. We didn't come from no atoms. Come on, somebody. We didn't evolve into nothing. But we came out of the loins of the Almighty God. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody still may not know that God is blessed forever. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So it says this, you know, God is not a maker. He's a helper. He won't make us do anything. No, he won't, but he'll help us. Come on, he'll help us to live right. He'll help us to stop lying and cussing and talking about we've been born again. God will help us. Yes, he will. He said, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. And women of God, men of God, I don't want God to get off of my bond. My mom used to tell him, when God get off of your bond, can't nobody help you. I don't care how much oil they put on you. Come on, how many prayers they pray over you. But when God becomes our enemy, can't nobody help us. So God says, if that's what you want to do, you want to live a life of whoredom, then go ahead on. Go on, do what you want to do. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. And then it says that for even their women, we're talking mainly to women on tonight. Hallelujah. Women that have lost their identity. Women who don't realize how potent they are. It says, even the women, Lord, help us change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody got something.
The
come
natural,
on. Somebody got something.
Use.
They changed the natural use. See, it's natural for a woman to look at a man and say, you know, that brother is all right. But something is wrong when you got a woman looking at another woman and want to lay up with that, want to kiss on and suck on and lick on that woman. It's something is wrong with us.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm here to tell you tonight, the word don't need no amen. Huh? Come on, somebody. Because
no,
the word speaks for itself. It says they left the natural use of the man. You know, women walking around talking about, I don't want no man. I don't need no man. You know why? Because women, they want to be the man now. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. They wanna walk like a man and talk like a man and act like a man. They wanna look hard like a man. And that's why we got so many women who are practicing lesbianism. Women who are dykes and butches. Y'all better talk to me tonight. Come on. That's why they don't want no man, because they want to be a man. We even got women with distorted minds talking about they married to another woman. Oh, come on.
What?
Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed is undefiled. But God has not ordained a marriage between two women.
All right.
Amen.
I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I don't care what your bishop, and I don't care what the Pope says. God calls it an abomination. We call it an alternative lifestyle. But God says you're lower than a dog. Because even a dog, when he's lifted up behind him, if it's another male dog, he's going looking for a woman dog. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, y'all. Hallelujah.
Right.
Oh, no. God has not ordained it. And women, you know, it's a bondage. It's an attack of the devil, because he wants to take the woman out. He wants to get rid of the woman. That's why he attacks our reproductive organs. He attacks our breasts. Come on up into somebody. Trying to demean us and put us down. He attacks our ovaries and our fallopian tubes. He is having to cut it out and try to be a man, because the devil is after the woman. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Women walking around looking like men, grabbing their crouch like a man does. Don't want no man. Come on, somebody, because they want to be the man, but the devil is a liar. We're talking about the efficacy of a woman on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I done seen some good-looking women, y'all. Yes, I have. I've seen some good-looking women, and I'm not ashamed and embarrassed to let them know, girl, you looking good today. But I ain't seen not one woman, not in my lifetime, that I want to lick on her, and I won't lick it on me. Come on, somebody. It is not in my
All
DNA,
right.
because God did
All
not
right.
create me for another woman.
All right.
Make it plain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our identity. Some of us, we were born a girl, and then we want to lie and act like God made a mistake, talking about I'm a man trapped in a woman's body. How many know God don't make no mistakes, and God is not confused about anything? Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right.
our genitalia. Oh, yeah, come on, women. It ain't nothing bad. It's what God created us. Come on, find Psalm 139:14, somebody. It's how God created us to distinguish us from the man. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Someone got something they want to say tonight. It's a relationship. Hallelujah. The women of destiny has been raised up by the Almighty God to be a help, not a hindrance to women, to be an encouragement, not to bring them down. Come on, to tell them the truth and not speak lies. We even got our little girls wanting to be little boys. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Because
yeah.
the devil is distorted, and he'll bring distorted ideas and imaginations to the woman of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Talking about you a pastor and you a woman and you got your other woman up in the pulpit with you talking about that's your wife. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah.
Gonna burn
him. Anybody got Psalm 139? I'll just say it. It says, I am fearful. I will praise thee. Come on, somebody. It's some women on the call tonight. They don't need no keyboard. They don't need no drum. They don't need no praise team. But they know that God is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, his name alone is to be praised. So the psalmist cries out, he said, I will. See, it's a personal thing, because you may not want to praise him tonight. You might think you too cute tonight. Come on, somebody. You got it going on, and can't nobody do it like you can. But there's some women on this call, some women that are listening tonight that know, God, without you, I can't make it. Without you, I can't take it. So, God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to magnify, hallelujah, your holy name. He said, I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. It was God that made us the way we are. It was God that gave us women our vaginas and our clitorises and our fallopian tubes. Come on, somebody. And our ovaries. It was God that did that. And the psalmist said, looked at the woman built like a brick house and said, I'm going to praise you, God. The way you made me. I don't care how black you are or how white you are. I don't care how short or tall you are. You can be skinny or fat. You're fearfully and wonderfully made by the hand of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know somebody got something to say. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is not confused. He never has been confused. And a lot of us are acting like that, acting like we don't know who we are or whose we are, because we lack understanding. The word says that wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. So we want to get an understanding tonight that if you was born a girl, then you still a girl. I don't care how many operations you have. I don't care what they take out of you and put on you. You're still a girl in the eyesight of God. Hallelujah. We need to understand women of God, even our men of God, because, see, I don't care how Casanova he may be or what a player he may be. Don't nobody understand another woman but a woman.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. So we need to understand how valuable we as women are, how potent and effective, how necessary that you and I are. Somebody get Nehemiah 13:26 real fast. Praise the Lord.
I
don't care how many operations a man has. He can't have no baby. Oh, y'all better
talk
to me.
A man
can't have no baby. He don't have no uterus and no womb. He don't have no fallopian tubes for that egg to travel down from the ovaries. Come on, somebody, and be connected with a sperm. Yeah, I said a sperm is not a bad word, because why? I'm fearfully. Oh, God fearfully and wonderfully made men, too. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. We don't know, hallelujah, these days and the generation that we're living in, beloved. Even during all of this pandemic, you would think people were going to get right. You would think people were going to turn from their wicked ways. But it seems like the more people die, the worse we get. Because some of us, we like to think of sin. We like the taste and the smell of sin. So instead of turning, instead of stop sinning, what do? We get worse. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you're looking at a man and you're thinking it's a woman because of the transgenders, the sex changes. Come on, somebody. A man trapped in a woman's body, but the devil is a liar.
Yes,
he is.
The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Our self-esteem is at an all-time low. We compare ourselves and value ourselves with other women. Come on, somebody. We want to preach like them, and we want to dress like them. We want our hair like theirs, and we want our nails. Come on, somebody. We're comparing ourselves with other women because we don't understand how beautiful we are that God made us the way he made us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Oh,
yeah.
Bless his name. Either we're not educated enough or we're too educated. The Bible says that they're ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth because all of our degrees and all of our titles and positions, that's not how we get to know God. Praise the Lord. So, see, we don't even hear about you got to repent no more. Just join church, and if you ain't got to change, just bring your money. And if you can't bring your money, send it to my Cash App. Oh, y'all better talk to me. We got folks that's using God's church as a hoe. Yeah, I said it. They the pimp, and they want to use God's church as a hoe. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Women who want to be, they want to be the husband. They want to be the dad. Oh, bless his name, somebody. And then we don't understand how precious we are because we see women not only in the world, but we see women right in the pulpit with their cleavage hanging out, talking about I'm preaching for a holy God with your cleavage hanging out. Come on, somebody. The Bible says let the women dress with modest apparel. Cover yourself up. Why he going to buy the cow when he getting the milk free? Hallelujah.
All right.
All right.
Oh, bless his name. Anybody got it? Somebody get Leviticus 18 and 22. Hallelujah. It's an abomination for a woman to be with another woman. My beloved sisters, hallelujah. I'm not after no offering. I'm not after my name being known because it's only one name that I know that heaven recognizes, and that's the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm after souls. I'm after that woman that's feeling like she ain't good enough, feeling like she ain't nothing. Come on, I'm after you. Now, women, if you got it all together and you don't need no help, maybe you can just listen in and help somebody else. But I hope that this message is reaching women in the church house, in the red light district, women in the whole house, in your house. Come on, somebody. Even somebody in the White House will hear this word on tonight and know how special you are. Leviticus 18 and 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. God says it's an abomination. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then he says, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Oh, bless God. Come on, somebody. I know somebody got something to say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We walk around, even in the church of God, we'll get up in the pulpit, or we'll be on the praise team with our pants skin tight. You can see every crack and every crevice. Come on, somebody. And talking about we've been sanctified, that we've been born again, got our skirts too short. We want to look like the world. Come on. We need to be saved. We need to be sanctified. Come on, somebody. God brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Laying up with a man that ain't got no paper on you. Come on, somebody. You're desperate for a man, and he laying up getting what he wants and won't even do what he do for his dog. He'll take his dog to get a license, but he won't get no license on you. Beloved, it's time out. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, help.
It's time out. And being called a bitch and a bee and a hoe and a slut. Come on, somebody. How many know that a bee is a dog? Come on, you got to know that you better than a dog. Hallelujah.
All right, all right.
You ain't even on the same level as a dog. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's time out for letting these men come. See, all of them ain't doing that because the real man don't want to just lay up with you. Oh, bless his name. I ain't talking about somebody that just got some papers. A real man don't want you going to work and he laying up in the bed snoring. I'm talking about a real man. Oh, bless his name. You know, no one has to teach us how to be a woman. Because when God breathed into us, he planted that in us. Come on, somebody. How to be a woman. But we have to be trained, women of God. We have to be taught how to be women of God. That's why he said, let the aged women teach the younger women. And age don't mean your age all the time, because I done seen some old women still want to act like they're 16. Oh, y'all better talk to me tonight. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah. We don't understand our worth. You know, there's a net pay and then there's a gross pay. You ought to be walking in the gross pay before they make deductions. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Understand our potency, our effectiveness, our ability to produce. Oh, come on, somebody. See, ain't nothing a woman can't do if she put her mind to it. Holy cow. We have to come to the realization of our efficacy. Come on, Pastor Weatherspoon. I know you got something. Women of God, pastors, bishops on the call. I know God done said something to you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, somebody. I don't think nobody on mute, so speak up tonight. Don't be scared. Come on, somebody, because the devil ain't scared. The devil giving it all he's got. Come on. He ain't scared to say nothing. He ain't scared for you to be a man and be up in the pulpit on the down low. You can take a woman or a man. He ain't scared. Come on, somebody. And then he'll tell you that he's the chief apostle. The devil is a liar. So, women, don't be scared tonight. Our girls, our sisters, and even sometimes our own mothers, our best friends are dependent upon us speaking the truth to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Somebody said the other night, oh, the truth will make you free. And I told him it's when you know it. Jesus said it, and you shall know the truth. Oh, bless his name. It's not just the truth, but knowing the truth that shall make us free. Hallelujah. Knowing it depicts a relationship, an intimacy, because we got women all over the land and country, all over the globe, talking about God done called them, that the anointing of God is upon their life, and they preach it, and you buying their books. Come on, somebody. You paying for their $3,000 toilet. Oh, y'all ain't got to talk to me. Come on. I don't know how we come to the place that we want to charge folk. We want to tell folk how much you gonna pay me before I get there, like it's their word.
Amen.
I know it's some preachers on the call tonight. Amen. But you know, you got to keep on preaching it, because you might not get no amen. You might not hear, girl, you know you preaching tonight. So you got to know that the Holy Ghost is with you, and he's got your back. Matter of fact, he's on my right, he's on my left, and my front and back. He's all over me. Come on, somebody. So you got to know where your help coming from.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. So we need to understand, women of God. We need to understand how potent we are so we can be a helpmeet instead of a hindrance. We want to help our men. We don't want to hurt our men. Come on, somebody. Every time you turn around, baby, how I look. You just look in the mirror, you know how you look. Come on, somebody. What you want in the lie to you, right? No, put your hair on. Put your hair on, girl. Put your teeth in because you ain't looking too good right now. Yeah, that's what you want him to say because he already told you, baby, you're looking good. But you, come on, because you don't know who you are. Hallelujah. You just looked in the mirror. Oh, bless his name. Oh, glory. We want to help our men. I know some sisters saying yes in their belly. God, I don't want to hinder the man. I want to be a helper in my home. I want to help my children. I want my girls and my grandgirls to know what it means to be a woman. Come on, somebody. Don't be looking for no titles and positions. Don't be running after that, but you better be chasing and running after Jesus. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Hallelujah. I can't believe it. Ain't nobody talking back to me. But that's all right. Not only do we want to be a help in our homes and with our men and our children, but we want to be a help in society, even in our churches. Come on, somebody. Don't be trying to act like you a man. Come on. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm glad God made me a woman. I don't have an identity crisis. I don't need to try to be like a man. I know who I am and whose I am. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you tonight, women of God and men of God, anytime the devil wants to bring a man down, anytime he wants to destroy a man, the devil will bring in that brick house called a woman. Because women are so efficacious. Come on, somebody. If we're not careful, we can become home wreckers. We can tear up people's marriages. Come on, somebody, because we don't know who we are. Because there's just something about the scent of a woman. Y'all ain't got to talk to me. Maybe our brothers will say amen. It's something about the way a woman smells. Ooh, bless his name. She don't smell like a man, but she smells like a woman. So it's something about the scent of a woman that can cause men to lose all sense of reality. Oh, y'all better talk to me tonight. It's something about the hips. Oh, yeah, come on, somebody. It's something about the hips and the legs of a woman that can cause traffic jams and accidents. Oh, y'all, I'm talking about the brick house. I'm talking about the woman. There's something, y'all, come on, about the voice and the lips on a woman that can cause that man to clean out his pockets and clear out his bank account and bring that woman all her money because the woman is so efficacious. Oh, I'm happy tonight that I'm a woman. I'm so glad that God didn't design me to be a man, but he put every inch, every part on me. Every part of the woman is to be desired. We are the one that God chose to be a wife for the man, a mother for the man's children. We are the ones that God said you are the vehicle of life. Oh, come on, somebody. Even Solomon, he speaks about the cheeks on a woman, her neck and her eyes, her hair and her teeth, her lips and even her temples. He talks about the breasts that's on a woman. I don't even know why men, some of them, are scared of the toes that's on a woman. But Solomon loved the toes that's on a woman. He loved her feet. He loved the joints in her thighs. Oh, y'all better talk to me. He loved her nose and her navel. He even talked about the roof of the mouth of a woman. Yeah. I'm telling you, women, we are efficacious on tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Oh, the way God built us, the way that God designed us. Oh, come on. I'm so grateful to God that he saw what he saw me before the foundation of the world. He said, I want Marie here. I want her to be a girl. I want her to grow up and be a woman.
All right.
Hallelujah. All right. Somebody got Nehemiah? Hallelujah.
I'll find it real quick. Hallelujah. Talking about the efficacy of a woman. See, the devil don't want the woman to know that she stands all by herself just being a woman. Come on, somebody. That she has need of nothing that God has already given her. Come on, 13 and 26.
Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin.
My God, it says that Solomon, the wisest man that God ever built, but when he saw those brick houses, come on, somebody. When he saw those hips and smelled her, something happened to Solomon. Come on, somebody. He went crazy, had 700 wives and 300 concubines because of the efficacy of a woman. Many strong men like Samson have been slain by a woman. Many praising and worshiping men have been brought down like King David by a woman. Women, we are so efficacious. We are with the efficacy that God has put in our very bones, in our core, in the way that we walk up, even the way that we talk. Oh, bless his name. That's why we got to watch ourselves, women. Even though God has saved us and brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light, we got to make sure that we don't let them hips get away from us. We got to make sure that we don't start talking that seductive voice. Oh, y'all better talk to me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 31 and 10. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. It's a woman tonight. I know it is. There's a woman tonight. Saying, God, I thank you. I thank you for reminding me of who I am and whose I am. I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Come on, somebody. I can just be who you call me to be. And we need to get up off of this, asking women, what is your ministry? What does God call you to do? What business is that of yours? You know, to handle what God done gave you. That's why we got so many women now talking about God called me to pastor. God called me to be a bishop. Or then they say you look like an apostle. Y'all better come on. Come on, somebody. We need to leave these people alone and let them be a woman. You mean God done called me to preach and God can't even speak to me and I'm the one that got to preach?
Wow.
Hallelujah. But we want to have the authority over the woman. Come on, somebody. We want to act like that we all that. Come on. The preacher, the pastor done preached the word. And then you got your little group out outside of the church after service. I got a word for you. Come on, somebody. No, the devil is using you. You need to come to the altar and be delivered. And then you got a word. And folk can see all your breath hanging out. But you got a word from the Holy God. Hallelujah. The efficacy. We're talking
of
about the efficacy. Oh, come on, Rapace. Hallelujah.
Of a woman.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs.
And if you notice, when God looked at Adam, he said, it's not good that the man should be alone. Because, see, sometimes when men are alone, you know, they start looking at dogs and cats and rats. Because when their hormones start kicking in, or they start masturbating. So God said, ain't good. He didn't want Adam looking at the giraffes and the sheep. He said, ain't good that the man should be alone. I'm going to make a helpmeet, a helper suitable for him, a helper like him. Oh, y'all, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But if you notice, when God built the woman,
oh, bless his name.
When he built the woman, when he put Adam in a deep sleep, and out of his rib, out of his side, built he a woman. And when God looked at the woman, come on, he brought her to the man. And despite popular opinion, when God brought her to Adam, She was God's gift to him. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. He gave her to Adam. Oh, black. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. We need to understand, women, that we are God's gift to men. Oh, y'all better talk to me tonight. Oh, bless his name. Women are somebody. Women are built by the hand of God. But one thing about it, when God built Eve, when he finished making her a designer original. Oh, but my feet getting lighter. Come on, because see, he made you, woman of God. He made me a designer original. Don't nobody look like you. Can't nobody talk like you. Don't nobody got your scent like you do. Oh, bless God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right, amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But not one time do I remember when God said it's not good for the man to be alone, he said, I'm going to make a helpmeet for him. But I don't remember God saying that of the woman. I don't remember God saying that I got to give the woman a helpmeet. Come on, somebody. Because everything the woman needed is in God. Oh, shenanigans.
Wow.
Everything that you need, the desires of your heart are all wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is our helper. Yes, he is. He is our helper. Oh, bless his name. Somebody got it. What I told y'all to read.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Proverbs 31 and 10.
Yes, sir.
Who can
come on, women of God.
Woman, for her price is far above rubies.
You know, yes. I used to think, you know, they say diamonds. Diamonds are girls. Best friend.
That's true.
But when I read the book of Proverbs, and the word says, who can find a virtuous woman? That's why, you know, women, you act like you've been hurt, you've been through, and you calling men dogs, but you need to be delivered, because God didn't make a man a dog. Come on, God made a man after his image and after his own likeness.
Amen.
So sometimes we need to be healed. We need to be delivered from that pain. And no wonder some of these men, I ain't stud no woman. I ain't stud no wife. Come on, somebody, because they can't find a good woman. Oh, y'all better talk to me tonight. They don't want no woman looking like no Jezebel, not a man of God. They want a woman that loves God, that dresses modestly, that ain't covered down, packed down with jewelry. Come on up in here. They want a woman of God. And the Bible says, who, anybody here, who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a faithful woman? When I go to work at the front door and she bringing in her man or her woman in my back door, come on up in here, somebody. Who can find a woman that's trustworthy, that's dependable, that won't hurt me, that won't do me wrong, come on, somebody, that won't put me down, but will build me up? Who can find a woman that's going to pray for her husband, that's going to intercede for her husband, that's not going to be putting her husband down and stressing her husband out and making her husband have short lives from strokes and heart attacks? Come on up into somebody. Trying to keep up with the Joneses and know he on White Castle salary, but you want the steak and the potatoes and the caviar. Come on, somebody. Who can find a virtuous woman?
Yes.
See, there's an outlandish woman. Come on, somebody. An outlandish woman is a queer, is a freak. Come on, somebody. She'll do things that that modest woman won't do. Oh, bless his name. That outlandish woman, she'll lick you all over. She'll suck on you where you want her to suck. Come on, somebody. And that went to Solomon's head. But then God said, who can find a virtuous woman?
Right.
A woman that loves the Lord. Yeah. A woman that's sold out. Come on, somebody. A woman that ain't got to wait on her man to praise God. Oh, bless his name. Some women can't even praise God unless they see their man praising God. But I don't know about y'all. I can go for it for myself. I can think myself happy. I don't need no crime and no pumping. Oh, y'all better talk to me tonight. Because
see,
I know what he's already done. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I can shout on what he's already done. I ain't even got to worry about what he's doing right now. But when I look back
all
over
right,
my life, I'll come on, somebody, and see what God already... Oh, shut that little shot. What
Glory,
God already
hallelujah.
Brought me from. Oh, bless his name. I don't need
nobody to
cry me. I don't need nobody to pull me up. I don't need nobody to take a praise break. I don't need no praise break because I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. The psalmist said, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. My soul gets happy just thinking about the Lord. Come on, somebody. I ain't got to think about my bank account. I ain't got to think about my check coming. I ain't got to think about my man or my woman. Come on, somebody. But my soul gets happy just thinking about the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I'm talking to women that know that they ain't been saved all their life. Huh? Now that they got their collar. Now that they got their title and their position, but you ain't forgot how you was on your way to hell, speaking in your sin, and how Jesus came looking for you. Oh, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
In the house. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, somebody. Or up
all
in
right,
the tavern with your coke and whiskey. Come on, somebody. Suck it on your joint. Oh, come on, sir. We got some women that ain't forgot where God done brought them from. Somebody say he brought me a mighty long way. But I don't know about y'all, but God brought me all the way. Even when I was in my sin, God still was looking out for me. He didn't let me die. He didn't let me know the devil take me out. Oh, my soul gets happy.
Yes, Lord.
Just thinking about the Lord. So it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Come on, somebody. Women, don't lower yourself. Don't belittle yourself. Don't be with no man that's demeaning you and putting you down. Come on, somebody. Talking about your hair ain't right. You knew my hair wasn't right when you first saw me. Talking about you done gained weight. Well, look at your belly. Y'all better talk to me tonight. Come on, somebody. Your price. Oh, come on, somebody. Your price. The Bible says it's not even a ruby, but it's far above rubies. Hallelujah. The efficacy of a woman. Oh, God. Come on, somebody. Thank God he built a woman. Where would we be without a woman? Come on, somebody. Where would the man be without his mother? Come on. Where would we be if we didn't have sisters and grandmas?
Right.
Where would we be, y'all? Come on, somebody. If we didn't have those women that took that mess off of us. We thought we was all that. And you talk to her any kind of way. Where would you be if that woman had hung up in there, stayed right there with you? How many men, when you go to the prison, they say, if I'd have just listened to my mama, if I'd have listened to my wife, come on, somebody. If I'd have just listened to a woman, I won't be in prison right now. But we talking about the efficacy. Oh, bless his name of a woman. Praise God. So we want to focus in now that we done realize just how special we are to God. Hallelujah. Now that we know that God didn't just throw us together, but he laid his hands on us. He took time out for us. Come on, somebody. How many know that God didn't make no trash? No, he didn't. Come on, somebody. He wanted my eyes just to be the way they are. He wanted my hair, whether it's nappy or straight. He wanted me to be just the way he built me to be. So sometimes, women, we got to go back to the old landmark. We got to go back pulling your dress down. You ain't got to have it to the floor. But don't let them see everything. Not everything.
Ooh.
Come on, somebody. pull your dress down. Cover yourself up. You know you can't wear that size 6 no more. Go up to the team. Oh, y'all better talk to me, women. Oh, don't look like no hoe. Oh, bless his name. I don't know about y'all, but I used to be a hoe. But I ain't a hoe, not no more. Because God done changed me, and he let me know how special, how valuable, how efficacious I am. Oh, bless his name. Come up out of your titles and your positions. Come on, your education and thinking that's all you are about. You are a woman. Hallelujah. Yeah. When Adam saw, when he saw that female, he said, whoa. Come on, somebody. Adam said, whoa. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. He had never seen nobody not like her. I don't care how many animals he had named, how he had called them out. He hadn't seen none, not like the woman. Hallelujah.
All right.
God is a restorer. Women, a lot of us, we've lost our way. We've lost our purpose. We've lost our true identity. But we need to understand on tonight that God is a restorer. He'll give it back to us. What the cankerworm, what the lotus, what the caterpillar took from us. And he'll make us, oh, shit, he'll make us all over again. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got to go back to our first love. Yes, we do. A lot of us, we done got hung up on that man, or hung up on that woman, or hung up on our job, and we done forgot our first love. We forgot the one that delivered us. We forgot the one that made a way out of no way, the one that wiped our tears away, the one that turned our midnights into day. We got to go back to our first love, women of God. Hallelujah. 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 Leadership is nothing new. It might be new to you, but leadership is nothing new when it comes to a woman. But don't let us forget that we are women. God used a woman by the name of Deborah. Yeah, going into battle. And Barak told her, the man of God, he told Deborah, if you don't go down with me, if you don't go fight with me, I ain't going. Come on, somebody. But not only was she a judge and a warrior, but she was a prophetess. Y'all better talk to me on tonight. God used her. He ain't just started using women. He used a Shunammite woman to bless the man of God. He used Ruth to cover Boaz's feet. He used Rahab to hide the spies. Y'all better come on. Or even Priscilla, when it talked about her husband, it used her name first. Come on up in here, somebody. Because see, God ain't tired. He's not into titles and positions. God want to know, are you a servant? Can I use you without you getting beside yourself? Without you getting a big head? Without you putting them down? Can I use you, woman?
Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah. Man. Oh, bless his name. He used Phoebe to be the first deacon. I know y'all don't believe in women, women in leadership, but God used Phoebe to be the first deacon. In Romans 16:7, God called out the first woman apostle. Oh, y'all better talk to me tonight. And not only that, but God used Mary, the mother of Jesus. Not only did she have a Savior, or the one that came down, somebody ought to know it. So women, when you're preaching, when you're telling somebody something, don't forget to tell them about Jesus, how he came down through 42 generations, over 2,000 years ago. Come on, somebody. Was planted, he was planted in the womb of a virgin by the name of Mary. God didn't choose no man, but he chose a woman to bring forth the Savior of the world. And not only but God chose the woman to represent the church. The woman is the bride of Christ. Oh, it was the woman that when Jesus died out on a hill called Calvary, somebody ought to know it tonight. Surely he died. Yes, he did.
Yes.
The Bible says that he gave up the ghost and they laid him down in Joseph's new tomb. But I know some women on the call tonight. I just got crazy enough to know some women on the call tonight. They know that he didn't stay dead. But just about the break of day, he got up. Yes, he did. The Holy Ghost raised him up, stood him on resurrection ground. He shook down a cloud and declared all power. Oh, my all God. Power. Hallelujah. All power.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's not a put down, but it's just the one that came to the garden early that Sunday morning. They came to the garden, yes they did, while the dew was still on the roses. And he began to talk with her and walk with her and let her know that you are my own. Come on, somebody. And then he told the woman, yes he did, the efficacious one, the effective one, the one built like a brick house. That's the one he told, go and tell my disciples and Peter to meet me in Galilee. Come on, the women are still giving birth. Children are being born in the body of Christ every day. Come on, somebody. The church is still having babies, still raising up preachers, still raising up women of God that love God, that have sold out, that told God, God, if you want somebody, if you need somebody, here am I. Send me. God, I ain't got to have nobody. If my mama don't go, if my daddy don't go, God, if my brother, even my sister, if they don't want to go, it's the one telling the Lord, here am I. Send me.
Help you.
Oh, bless his name.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
God. I didn't mean to bore y'all.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't mean to bore you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless
Thank
his name.
You.
But there are some women. Maybe you saw the women on the front page. You know, the little loose women. The women that will show it all to you. Hallelujah. If you give them the right price, they'll do what you want them to do. Oh, God. But the next woman, hallelujah. Now, she ain't got no dress on down to the ground. Ah, but she ain't showing her cleavage. Come on, somebody. But she knows her beauty. She knows how special she is. Hallelujah. Who can find a virtuous woman? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody talk to me.
All right. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Anybody standing in the need of prayer? Hallelujah. Because I know it's some women on the call tonight. See, if you try, Jesus. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Let me finish. He's all right. Glory to God. You got to know how to go in for yourself. Because you might not get no witnesses. You might not get no help sometime, women. You might not know how you're going to make ends meet. How you going to pay your rent. And all your money spent. But all you got to do is call on Jesus. He'll answer.
Yes.
Not only will
he'll
hear,
make it all
but
right.
He'll answer
prayer. Yes, he will. Yes.
Come on, he'll make it all right. Oh, bless his name. You can tell him a secret. You won't hear it again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, the songwriter says he's the world's greatest doctor, world's greatest friend. Oh, bless his name on tonight, somebody. Talking about the efficacy of a woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. We got a little time left. I know somebody. I just can't believe that God just talking to me. I don't believe it. I'm not duped. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Matter of fact, I know God don't even need me. I heard a deacon say, he said, God needs your mouth. Because God ain't got no mouth but your mouth. And I wanted to know, well, whose mouth did God use when he said, let there be? Come on, somebody.
All right.
Boy, you know, it sounds all right. But is it right? Oh, bless his name.
Right.
Hallelujah. You ain't got to have no degree. Hallelujah. And God will use you. Yes, he will. Anybody tonight?
Anybody? I know it's a blessing. I hope someone needs a prayer. But I want us all to know that if you in a church and they got any of those attributes that are not correct, know that you're in the wrong place. And you need to move where you can be taught correctly and honor God. Because God is not for this transvestite world religion. You're not serving our Almighty God, and you're definitely not living the way Jesus Christ taught us to live. If you got two transvestite, you know, people up in the pulpit, and to show the world that God is right, they go out here and try to make themselves or be a transvestite, and they don't do it quick enough, they can make a mistake and become pregnant. So you know what that must look like, a woman with a beard that's pregnant. So God is not playing with us, and we need to recognize He's real, and we have to change ourselves. You go where you hear in the Word of God and listen and be taught what you need to be taught. Don't take the foolishness, because the world taking it by fun, but it's not a fun thing. God sees us, and if we don't repent and change, we're going to be in this state we're in for a long time.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Weatherspoon. And I'm appealing to the women who are in ministry. Hallelujah. To take a stand for righteousness, for holiness. Tell people the truth. Don't let people be caught up on you. Hallelujah. I get asked all the time, do you know Prophetess Song? No, I don't. Mm-mm. Because neither do men or women impress me. Hallelujah. I want to know, do I hear God's voice in your voice? I don't care how homiletically astute you are, how much knowledge you have of the Bible, how many scriptures you can quote. Come on, somebody, how you can preach people off the pew, under the pew, and back up again. That don't impress me. The Bible says that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So I'm appealing to the women of God, and you know who you are. You know if you've been in mess. You know if you've been preaching and teaching mess. You know if you want folk running after you instead of running after Jesus. I'm appealing to you on tonight, woman of God, that you go back to the altar and say, God, make me over. Let him take you to the potter's house and say, God, do a new thing in me. Work over me, God, all over again. Oh, bless his name. Folk are dying right out of the church in their sin while we trying to be somebody. Hallelujah. But there's a mandate on the church in this generation to speak the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Because the blood is going to be on your hands if you don't speak what God says to speak. And I guarantee you, when we get before the true and living God, he ain't going to say, here's the apostle, or here is the number one pastor in the world. Come on, somebody. We got to be right. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. The songwriter picked it up and said, you got to be. Come on, somebody. We got to repent of our sins. It's time out for just giving the preacher your hand, going down in the pool, a wet devil, and coming up going down a dry devil and coming up a wet devil. It's time out for that. It's time for the church to get in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Won't folk looking up to you? Won't folk wiping your sweat and carrying your Bible? Come on. Oh, y'all better talk to me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. It's time for us, the church, the bride of Christ, to rise up. Hallelujah. And be counted. Because the world even knows when we fake. Oh, bless his name. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Pastor Weatherspoon. Anybody else? Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Glory to God. You don't have to be a woman. If you a man and you listening tonight and you on the call, don't hold back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The efficacy of a woman. Treat your woman right. Treat your wife right. I didn't even know until the bishop was involved in social justice. And they said that Malcolm X, who was assassinated, he spoke and said the most disrespected creature on earth is the black woman. It's time out. It's time out. It's time to respect our women and treat them like the queens and princesses that they are. Hallelujah. Nobody has anything. Well, we can cut it short because I don't believe in begging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Elder Pate, would you come and come back with final remarks and close us in prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Let's just give God some praise right there, right there. Hallelujah. Amen. If you can't praise for yourself, praise him for another woman, amen, that you want God to bring out, amen. Our daughters, our granddaughters, amen. Our sons, you know, that God would change us, amen. And I'm under the opinion that the only way we're going to change is through the word of God, amen. So, you know, once again, if you need special prayer, now's the time. I know sometimes we don't want to say nothing because you don't want nobody, as we say, know your business. But if you're in Jesus Christ, you ain't got no business because God will expose your business. So, you know, if you're standing in the need, somebody right today don't even know how to forgive what their first husband did. Yeah. Somebody need to forgive their sister what she did. They brother, forgive and move on. Let go and let God tonight. Amen. I don't want God just like how they say Jesus showed up at the house and he stopped in the living room. He said, oh, that's fine. He said, oh, I'm going to go to the kitchen. Oh, no, you can't go in there. And please don't open up that refrigerator, you know. We want to give God all of us, amen. It's time out for playing church, amen, because titles and positions don't save you, but the word of God will, and that comes through true repentance, amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
Anybody got something before I go, before we go and close in prayer?
Break generational curses. That's what we need to do, make a change.
Great generation of curses. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pastor Weatherstone. Anybody else? Yeah. We want to thank God for Apostle Blackman for her giving us such a word on tonight. And one thing I know about God's word, you know, you might say it when old, but when you sit back and meditate on it for a while, you'll go, oh my God, she was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't too late. Amen. Anybody else? The men that's on the line, you want to say something to us before we close out, men? All righty then. Our hearts and minds are clear. And once again, we thank God for our international residing bishop, Derek Robinson, for giving us this opportunity to be able to come together and minister his word. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you on tonight. We love you on tonight. And, dear God, I pray that those that have pastors, that they will remember to be a blessing to their pastor on his clergy appreciation. Because a real pastor is worth all the honor. Amen. So we lift up pastors all over. We pray not one pastor tries to commit suicide this month. That one pastor don't throw in a towel, that they would be steadfast and unmovable. And I pray for women all over the land and country right now. Women are in domestic relationships and abusive relationships, that you would heal and restore, that you would open up the door and get them a way out, huh? in the name of Jesus right now, God. Continue to show us to look up to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Continue to show us to wait for you, God, and not ourselves, God. Continue, God, and for being the Almighty God in all our lives. We thank you right now for Bishop Blackman as she poured out to us and all that were listening. We lift her up before you. Crown her with more wisdom and knowledge in the name of Jesus, God. And we just thank you right now for the vision that she has for the women of destiny. And we just pray, Lord, that we all get on board and touch and agree, amen, to be those women that help women, not women to start confusion in the name of Jesus. Not that woman to touch down her home, but that woman in Proverbs 14 that builds her house up. In the name of Jesus, God, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, and we thank you for every man that was on this call tonight, maybe telephone or maybe just streaming. We thank you right now, God. And we ask you to continue to bless every man in the KDF our fellowship right now. We ask you to strengthen these men in the name of Jesus, and that we all could walk together in unity in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the touch of KDFI that changes people, that changes us. And you know, Lord, we one more thing. Look over the children, Lord. They talk about bringing all the kids back to school. Look over the children, Lord. Protect them from the virus, Lord. And the last thing is, Lord, give us a mind to go and vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm just telling you to exercise something that people died for so that we can have the right to vote. So we want to exercise this opportunity this year. And we love you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen and thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. We love everybody. Thank you, Facebook audience. Praise God. Give you glory, Father, for your sweet women. Amen. Good night, everybody. Stay safe.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. We love you.